to China, who fought the enemy for 8 long years. To the doughty English, upon whose tiny isle poured death and destruction for 6 years. And to the Russians who turned the tide at Stalingrad, we, your allies, salute you in song. Here's to the flower of American womanhood, to the wives and sweethearts who kept the home fires burning while their hearts ached and yearned for those they loved. Here's the promise they made and kept.
baby, come home. No, sir, no, nothing. As long as baby must roam, I promised him I'd wait for him, leaving Hades throw. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I said still goes. No love, no nothing at all, and that's a promise I'll keep. No coming with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart was light, and oh, it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no fun, no sun, no love, no nothing till my baby comes home.
And this is the answer coming from 7 million men on the sea, in the air, and on the ground. One of their own buddies, honorably discharged from Uncle Sam's Navy, represents them. Freddie Martell sings, "You Belong to My Heart."
While a million guitars played our love song, when I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. 'Twas a moment like this, do you remember? And your eyes drew a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars, and a million guitars are still playing. You are the song, and you'll always belong to my heart. 'Twas a moment like this, do you remember? And your eyes grew a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars, and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song, and you'll always belong to my heart.
Can you hear your voice and the joyous noise of that crowd? It's there, you know. You were part of it yesterday. Whether it was at 7 o'clock in Times Square or at 4 o'clock at Hollywood and Vine, it was the nation's voice welling up from its heart, pouring out the long pent-up emotions of 4 prayerful years. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, wives, and sweethearts, children of men gone too long from home, shouted, cried, and screamed out the good news. As if only in that way could they be sure it was true. And whether you were on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., or on Market Street in San Francisco, the paeans of peace rang loud and sweet in your ears. But if you listened, If you listened closely, you might also have heard...
Hiya, soldier. Ain't it great? Terrific, huh? Wow.
Hiya, sailor.
Gee, this is something, ain't it? Swell, huh?
Sure is.
What's the matter? You ain't yelling. You hoarse or something?
Yeah. Guess it's something... Something in my throat, maybe.
A frog, soldier. That's it, a frog, huh? Need a drink?
No. Had a drink. It ain't a frog. I drowned that.
Then what's the matter? You ain't yelling. This is something to yell about, ain't it? Ain't this what we've been waiting for a long time? It's victory and peace. Why, it's the end.
That's the trouble. I keep thinking of some of those guys that ended for a long time ago.
Oh, sure. I know what you mean. But how do the French say it? You know about war?
C'est la guerre.
That's it. C'est la guerre. Say, if I was to stop and think about some of me buddies on the Hornet... Have another drink. Come on.
No, thanks.
I see you got the Purple Heart. You was wounded yourself. How'd that happen?
Goldfish bit me.
I know. I sound like a civilian asking questions like that. But we'll all be civilians pretty soon. And that ain't good, eh? Who are you kidding?
Well, look, don't mind me, sailor. I don't want to be a wet blanket.
Well, have another drink. Come on, soldier.
No, thanks. I've got a date.
Date, huh? Has she got a sister, huh? A friend, huh?
No.
Or,
No, kid, but she's got a husband in a new grave on Okinawa.
Oh.
You see, sailor, I got you shaded a couple of years. Maybe that's what's the matter with me, but... When Davy died, I sort of promised myself a lot of things.
Like what?
Well, like trying to remember how many people this war will never end for.
I see.
Do you? Well, you're just a kid. I guess maybe it's right for kids not to remember too much. Maybe it's better that way. Where would America have been without you? Look, did you get a chance to finish high school?
Just made it.
Bet you had a little jalopy, huh?
Oh, the slickest job in Topeka. Say, I had her hopped up till she'll do 80. And...
Yeah, well, I was in college a few years back. Maybe you remember us. I was one of those guys who called ourselves veterans of future wars. I wasn't going to fight any battles for any foreigners. Not me. I was too smart.
Well, how did you get in?
I enlisted.
Well, why?
Why? You tell me.
Sure, I'll tell you. Because you found out that an island is a body of land entirely surrounded by people. People just like yourself, not foreigners.
Sure, we all found that out. And that's what I mean by remembering. You see, there's a lot of different memories mixed up in me. Smart aleck kid memories, growing up memories, and memories of a guy in the next foxhole who got the bullet that could just as easily have been mine.
Yeah, sure. But you ain't gonna make a career out of it.
No, it's not a career. Just a file. Place where I'll put them away for ready reference. Right now, while we're celebrating this victory, I'm pulling one of them out and saying to myself, Brother, if all the United Nations could stick together to win the war, they can do it to win the peace. So don't ever believe what a few guys will tell you about England taking away this or... Russia stealing that.
That's good. I'm with you on that.
Well, stay with me, sailor. And when you swap that uniform for civvies, don't forget what you put it on for.
What?
For the folks back home, that's what. You remember all those lousy rumors you heard about Chislin back home? About all those people making big dough while you were gone? Well, don't believe but about 1% of it. Your folks were too busy for horseplay. Most of them did a job.
Don't I know it. My mother was on the Red Cross. My sister worked in a Jeep plant. My old man...
That's right. What do you think the folks of all our allies were doing? The same thing. Because they're the same kind of people. Only they did it with bombs falling on them.
Gee, I guess you're right.
Yep. In a few weeks, I'll be getting out of this uniform. Be going back to my old job.
Me too.
Yeah, well, we're lucky. But what about those guys still overseas? They're going to get back in time to take one of these jobs that are still floating around?
I sure hope so.
Me too. See, that's what remembering does for you. Well, I'll be seeing you, sailor.
Leaving?
Yeah, this crowd will never miss me, and I got that date.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going to meet her? At her house?
No, she's with another crowd up the street.
Oh, her folks.
Well, sort of. Her folks, the folks of her husband's buddies, some other people doing their celebrating in another way.
Where?
At the church around the corner.
Oh.
Yeah. They're remembering, too.
May our loved ones soon return to the heart to wait and yearn. That's the prayer of a nation today. And may heaven show the way to the dream that went astray. That's the prayer of a nation today. May every church bell in every steeple ring out and tell the people not to worry, for there's good news on the way. And may sunbeams rise again under peaceful skies again. That's the prayer of a nation.
It's time to go now, but in closing, let me express the wish of the Bristol-Myers Company, of Nora Martin, Freddie Martell, Leonard Seuss, yours truly, Harry Bonzell, and Eddie Cantor. May your future in a peaceful world be a happy one. And may we never forget the great debt we owe the men and their families who made possible this new world to come. And until we meet again next week at the same time, remember, we love to spend each Wednesday with you.
National Broadcasting Company.